Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Bob Saget was the narrator for How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm. Let's do something similar. The weirdest way you met your mother. Or, no, wait. The weirdest way you met.
All right, so you might think that this is a story of a mom crossing a boundary, but when you hear why 61-year-old Beth Davis took out a billboard to find her daughter a husband, you might change your mind.
I'm really hoping that Molly finds a man who has this lovely family so that when I'm gone, she still has a nice, loving family.
Yeah, 61-year-old Boston native Beth Davis found out in 2020 that her breast cancer that she originally was diagnosed with in 2004 is spread to her bones, and she doesn't have much time to live. And so Beth is saying, yeah, I took out a billboard in Times Square to find my daughter a husband so that I kind of peace of mind. I can rest knowing that she's happy and in a relationship.
It's such a sweet story. And then you think about it, like later in life, you know, this works. The daughter will be able to, somebody will be like, oh, how'd you two meet? How'd you two meet? And she'll be like, well, my mom took a billboard out in Times Square, New York City of my face on a giant billboard. Like, that's a pretty cool story.
Yeah,
it's going
it
to be hard to top that one.
Yeah, do we know if she has any suitors yet, or is there going to be like a reality show?
I think they were still waiting to like get all of the potentials to come filing in before they narrowed it down.
You see the type of people that hang out in Times Square,
right?
I mean, she's going to get herself a catch.
Naked cowboy?
Naked cowboy. 404-741-0985. If you met your mate in a weird way, it's Wendy in Canton.
I was selling Beanie Babies in a parking lot of a furniture store.
Oh my gosh, this might win.
So was this through like Craigslist?
No, it was not. I was actually doing it as a side job from my regular job. I was buying Beanie Babies and selling them in a parking lot and making money to raise my kids.
You didn't find it odd that there was some dude looking to purchase your Beanie Babies?
No, actually, he came to purchase them for his daughter, and we became friends, and he, every weekend, would come out to the parking lot to see if I was there selling Beanie Babies, and we've been together ever since. That's 24 years ago.
Was he in a relationship at the time, like when you first met?
No, he was not.
It's a beautiful union. I love this.
And did you confirm that he had a daughter, or maybe he was just a creeper that kept coming up there? Like,
all right. Who has the weirdest way we met story? If you can top Beanie Baby sales, 404-741-0985. You're at a party with your significant other, and somebody goes, oh, how did you two meet? And you, like, take a deep breath. We're looking for the weirdest way we met story.
Talking about this because if this woman, Molly Davis, were to answer that story, how did we meet? She would say, well, before my mom passed away of breast cancer, she took out a billboard in Times Square to find me a husband.
Right.
And this is Al.
Kim in Canton, weird way you met your mate?
I met my significant other on Words with Friends almost 4 years ago. Of course, we met up with each other first, but we fell madly in love, and we've been together ever since.
Wow, you met your significant other playing that game, Words with Friends. Did you have the computer pick an opponent?
He was Words with Friends? totally random from another country. He was from England.
Oh.
And so we have a long-distance relationship.
I bet your first argument was over how to spell a word like color, because over there they do it C-O-L-O-U-R, like color.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. And they put S's where we have Z's. They don't even call them Z's. They call them Z's.
So we're not asking weirdest place you got divorced.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much for the call, Christy in Sewanee.
We met at a Chevron, and my car needed oil, and he paid for my oil for my car, and then we exchanged phone numbers.
Oh, that was nice.
Now, that guy was hanging out at that Chevron looking for ladies for how long exactly? I mean, what a creep.
Now, did you have money, or did you just let him pay?
No, I had money, of course.
But he wanted
to swoop in. It's the oldest trick in the book, please. I mean, the last three times I've needed a girlfriend, I've hung out at QT. Usually by the rollers, I pick up the taquito. Yeah. Kidding me?
Yeah, nothing says love like a steak taquito, right?
Yeah. Kim in Toccoa, weird way you met your mate.
I was out drinking with my girlfriend, and I think at the time he was out with his guy friend, and I had a little too much to drink, and instead of going to the girl's bathroom, I went to the guy's bathroom.
You met him in the men's bathroom?
Yes, that's the reason I wanted him to ask me out. Because I saw what I could have.
Drex, you and I do the same exact thing. We're in jail. Just imagine. We have time for one more.
Sure.
This is out of control. The weird way you met your mate. It's Brady and Thomaston.
Okay, so I was with another friend, a guy friend, at Home Depot. We had locked our keys out of the car. And my now boyfriend comes up. He had just gotten out of prison. And he helps us. He had, like, literally just got out of prison, like, 30 minutes before that, 2 years. And he helped us get in the car, and we helped him with his plumbing afterwards.
So,
and
hey,
at Home Depot.
Your boyfriend, who just got out of prison, helped you break into your own car. How did he know how to do that?
I don't know, but he did it.
Oh, he's got skills.
That's
this
right.
One.
He's street smart. Street smart. Yeah.
But he had been good and no trouble in the last 7 years.
And if he's bad, you can always just drop a dime on him and get him thrown back in
call
there.
The probation officer.
That's right. That's right.
Our celebrity insider, A-Wood, is on the phone right now to give us some casting calls for some of the movies, TV shows that they're shooting in the area.
All right. This is a good one. Real boxers. Men, women, children, all ethnicities that have real boxing skills.
What kind of boxing are you talking about first? Are you talking about people who make regular trips to the UPS store?
Oh, my gosh. No. Boxing, like, in the ring with gloves.
Like a Vander Holyfield, Mike Tyson.
I mean, that's very narrow.
are they shooting like an Evander Holyfield or Mike Tyson? Or are they shooting another Creed movie?
It's the Creed movie. Oh, it's got to be.
All right.
Ding, 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 Jack. Creed 3, Michael B. Jordan. And yes, they're looking for real boxers, real boxing skills. You will get paid. But if this is you, and again, men, women, children, all ethnicities, but you must have real boxing skills. Dare I say, if you are going to go out for this casting and you have real boxing skills, I'm pretty sure you will get to meet and hang out with the one and only Michael B. Jordan. Yes.
You will end up dying in the second fight.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, if you know someone that has real boxing skills, wait, how young do people take boxing lessons?
I mean, I'd put 10, 12, 13.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're talking about cardio kickboxing, I mean, I could go out for it.
Right?
Oh, I could do a mean roundhouse.
Oh,
don't laugh at me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take you out the back stairs.
Yeah. Some extra kick Michael B. Jordan in the head, and then the whole shoot is ruined. Yeah. And if I can, no.
I think it's adorable you think I could get to his head. I'm thinking more like shin area on the roundhouse.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad, Drex, and Kara.
By the way, more information on that Creed 3 casting at A-Wood Radio. You can follow her on all socials at A-Wood Radio.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Jason in Lawrenceville.
Yes.
Could you please kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Kara, please step out of the room.
I'm out of here, Jason. Good luck.
It's Friday. Kara struggles on Fridays. Mm-hmm. You got a great chance here, Jason. I'm going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Then we're going to bring Kara back in. We're asking the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. You ready?
Yes.
Question one. New survey says half of all Americans think they could be a barista with no training. What does a barista make?
Coffee.
Number two, Prince Andrew has been stripped of his royal title and duties by his mom. Who's that?
Queen Elizabeth.
Number three, Baby Shark has now surpassed 10 billion views on YouTube. How many sharks are featured on that song?
Three.
Question number four, UGA's national championship celebration kicks off 1 p.m. tomorrow in Athens. What color are the uniform pants worn by Georgia players?
Oh.
It's always the same,
red,
home or
they're
away.
Either red or black. Let's go with black.
Question number five. MARTA unveiled plans to build new train cars in 2023. The Orange Line ends at the airport, but it starts at what location?
What's that center one? Peachtree?
Bring Kara back in.
All right, Jason in Lawrenceville struggling a little bit this morning. Maybe the weather's on his mind, but we'll see what happens. You never know. Kara also struggles on Fridays.
We also did just ask a MARTA question.
Right.
Kara, are you ready for the same questions?
Sure.
Number one, new survey says half of all Americans think they could be a barista with no training. Mm. What does a barista make?
Coffee.
That's what Jason said, 1-1.
Question two, Prince Andrew's been stripped of his royal title and duties by his mom. Who's that?
Queen. Elizabeth.
By his mummy. And that's what Jason said as well. 2-2.
Number three, Baby Shark has now surpassed 10 billion views on YouTube. How many sharks are featured on that song?
Five.
Yes, baby, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. Jason said three. So Kara's up. No, don't. We didn't play it for a reason.
Number four, UGA's national championship celebration kicks off 1 p.m. tomorrow in Athens. What color are the uniform pants worn by Georgia players?
Those are silver britches.
Silver britches. Jason went with black britches. He was wrong. It's 4-2. Kara's up.
Finally, number five, MARTA unveiled plans to build new train cars in 2023. The Orange Line ends at the airport, but starts at what location?
Down here at Midtown?
Doraville is the answer we were looking for. Jason said Peachtree. All right, final score this morning, 4-2. Jason in Lawrenceville, are you smarter than Kara?
Apparently not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,191 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Jason.
Congratulations.
We play every weekday, 6:35 and 7:35. If you think you're smarter than Kara, go ahead and sign up to play. Go to taddrexandkara.com. We've had fun on Facebook all morning. B98.5 on Facebook. We thought it'd be fun because we're always freaking out. We need bread and milk when the storm is coming. Mm-hmm. This big storm is coming this weekend. And so while the adults are worried about bread and milk, we thought, what are kids concerned about? What do they think we need to stock up on?
We got some great responses. Shirley Gladden says her grandson said he wants mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and big long noodles.
Yes.
Stephanie Baldwin's 5-year-old said that he needs hot chocolate, watermelon, and cornbread. And Darcy Bailey's 6-year-old daughter says she wants games and coloring books and maybe some chips and dip for dad and a flashlight.
Yeah, got to get those carbs in.
Right?
Yeah.
A couple of minutes ago, he called my 6-year-old son, Sam, to ask him.
What is it?
So there's going to be a storm, I guess, coming into town this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people stock up on things because they might get stuck in the house. And I wanted to check with you to see what you think we should stock up on before the storm comes.
I want all the video games in the world, a Jafar staff, Hades hair, at Lego set.
No. This is for the storm, for us to be safe during the storm.
I don't care what we ate, and now I'm going to put you on silent.
Oh, jeez.
Well.
Here's a little jingle jangle for you.
All right, now we're getting crazy.
Now we're getting crazy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Call and rile up the sun, and now your wife's got to deal with them. Yeah.
Good idea.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Sarah, you reached out to us because you need forgiveness from your roommate. Is that right?
Yeah.
What happened?
I feel really bad because I've been kind of a thief lately. So, yeah, I was hoping you guys could help me out.
A thief?
Stealing from your roommate?
It's kind of serious. Is this an ongoing problem of yours?
No, it's just in the last couple of months.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I lost my job, you know, and I've been having a hard time finding something else.
Right.
I've been sick lately, too, so the medical bills have been piling up. So, like, I don't have enough money, you know?
Sick. That's terrible.
So what have you been stealing?
My roommate's groceries.
Her food?
I know. I'm awful.
Oh, gosh.
I've got these special dietary needs, so I've been using some of Kayla's things behind her back.
What kind of special dietary needs? Do you put in requests with your roommate to shop for those things?
I'm lactose intolerant, which is terrible. I'm allergic to gluten, which is also terrible. So I can't eat anything.
So does your roommate Kayla know what's been going on with you at all?
Yeah, I don't think she's even really noticed, to be honest.
Okay, so she hasn't noticed.
What kinds of things are you taking?
You know, it's like a little bit of almond milk for my coffee and cereal here and there. You know, an apple, a banana.
That doesn't sound like that's a huge problem. Yeah. It's not like you're eating a turkey or something. Why are you ratting yourself out? You don't think she noticed? You're not really taking a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I've been sick about it, you know, like physically sick.
Oh, gosh. Mm.
The last time we had a little confrontation, it went really bad. And depending on what happens here, I may not be able to go home, you know?
Oh, jeez.
She sounds like a toughie.
Yeah.
Why don't you sit tight here? We're going to get your roommate Kayla on the phone and try to get you some forgiveness, all right?
Thank you.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So Sarah's been taking her roommate's groceries. She's had medical bills piling up. She's been ill. She lost her job. But she really needs to come clean to her roommate because she's worried that her roommate's going to notice. And she's just been physically sick over this. Sarah, why don't you sit tight? We're going to talk to your roommate, Kayla, here first.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kayla?
Yeah.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5.
Oh.
How are you?
Hi. good. This is weird and cool.
Well, we were calling to check to make sure everything's going all right with your roommate.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
You have more than one?
I just have one now, but I'm kind of looking for a new one.
Oh, you're interviewing for a new roommate?
Yeah. I'm about to have to kick my roommate Sarah out, my current roommate.
Oh, no. Why?
Why?
She's been stealing from me. So,
stealing from
me. Yeah. It's just been food that I know of. Mm-hmm. So I kind of started sabotaging her a few weeks ago to get her back.
Oh my God.
Sabotaging her? How's that?
She'll tell anyone who'll listen that she's lactose intolerant. So when she started like drinking the whole carton of my almond milk before I could even like get a little bit, I decided to replace it with the good old full fat like vitamin D milk.
I'm confused because I don't understand these terms. Is almond milk like for lactose intolerant people can drink almond milk?
Yeah.
If they drink normal milk
then they have problems.
Oh, jeez.
Big problems.
And you've been replacing the almond milk with the full regular cow's milk.
Right.
It's kind of diabolical.
Yeah.
I like label everything. So, I mean, it shouldn't be hard for her to remember, like, what's mine and what's hers.
Well, Kayla, I want to let you know that this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And I can't believe she's been staying quiet through all of this. But Sarah is on the phone with us. And she called us because she wanted to get forgiveness for taking your food.
You're the reason why I've been sick. You've basically been poisoning me the whole time. You shouldn't have been drinking my milk.
Oh, my God.
Kayla, I've been going to the doctor. There have been tons of tests, and these crazy medical bills are what got me in this position in the first place. Look, sorry, I don't know what being lactose intolerant does to you. I thought, like, most people say that just to sound special or whatever. I just don't want you drinking my milk or, like, taking any more of my stuff. That's all.
Well, you guys have to talk these things through, like, rather than to continue to go back and forth behind each other's back, poisoning each other. Can we make a deal here? and you guys start communicating and you continue living with each other, but...
Now that I, like, know what's going on, I am sorry, Sarah. I did not realize that I was actually, like, causing you medical harm.
You knew that I've been going to the doctor, you know?
But, Ted, you're right. Like, we need to make some sort of a deal or an understanding.
I think we can assume that, Kayla, you forgive Sarah for taking your groceries. You guys are going to work this out.
Sarah, I'm really sorry. I'll give my dad a call today, and I'll see if he can help us out.
Your dad?
Dad.
So he runs a wholesale food company, so he can pretty much get me whatever I want, and I don't really spend any money on groceries.
Jeez.
Oh, do you think he's hiring too?
Oh, wait a minute. These groceries you're fighting over have been free?
Yeah.
even the regular milk is free too?
Yeah, it's all free, but it was on principle.
The vitamin D milk, the arsenic, it's all been complimentary.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 724, sunny and dry today with a high of 53. It's 40 in Midtown. Hawks in Miami tonight at 8. What's up, Kara?
Here we go. The closer we get to the weekend, the more accurately they're going to be able to predict who is going to get this wintry weather. Right now, several northeastern counties are under a winter storm watch. They're most worried about ice and high winds. When the ice collects on the trees and power lines and then the high winds get in the mix, it's going to create a big problem. We've got WSB-TV meteorologist Brad Nitz with the latest for us.
Well, you know, we've seen this before where the South Metro expected to have lower impacts, a lot of rain, and you get farther to the north, North Metro, and certainly up into Northeast Georgia, the impacts will be greater. But here's what I expect across the metro area, especially the northern half. Some rain quickly changing over to freezing rain and snow, and then in Northeast Georgia, some accumulations in the mountains over 6 inches in spots.
Oh, wow.
So I heard them say by midnight Sunday, I guess Sunday morning midnight,
you
should be prepared to stay where you're at through Monday, especially if you're in one of those northern counties. So just get yourself prepared. You got a couple of days. It's going to be nice. Well, I can't say nice and warm because it's just going to be like in the 50s today, but it's not going to be freezing.
How do you guys like your eggs on your bread, milk, and egg sandwich?
Scrambled with cheese. Now, it's a good thing this nasty stuff isn't going to be coming through until Sunday, because we've got a national championship parade tomorrow. The University of Georgia and Athens as a whole is really preparing for thousands of people to line Lumpkin Street to celebrate our Georgia Bulldogs. The parade is going to begin at 12:30. We got the dog walk at 1 and a big ceremony at Sanford Stadium at 2. Now, the tickets for that were complimentary, but sold out yesterday. Yeah. So if you want to go see all of this action, our friends at WSB-TV is going to have all the coverage for us. So that'll be
cool. That's free, easy, at home, safe, warm.
Now, speaking of football, is all dirt created equal? Because Lay's Chips certainly hopes we don't think so.
What?
The company is releasing some new chips that were made from potatoes grown using soil from NFL stadiums. They went and grabbed soil from the fields of all 32 teams, separated it on a farm, grew potatoes, and then made chips. So now football fans can eat the chips made from their favorite team's dirt. Not sure when or where they're selling these, but Lay's has a giveaway going on their Twitter account right now if you want to be one of the first to check it out.
Is Lay's a publicly traded company or a private company? The reason I ask, because this sounds like the kid of the owner was like, Dad, I got an idea. And he's like, all right, well, you know, go to the marketing department and figure it out. Now he's like bothering other people with this idea.
I just wonder, like, AstroTurf, do they use, like, dirt? Like, is that chip going to taste a little, like, plasticky? Like, what's up with that?
This could be the dumbest idea ever, or it could be the greatest idea ever. We're talking about marketing to big-time NFL football fans.
Right.
It's a toss-up. It really is. Well, here we are. It's a feel-good Friday. Mm. I'm Tag. Morning, Drex.
Blessings.
Morning, Kara.
Good morning.
So we've all had a ratchet car.
Or
something go wrong maybe with our current car.
Yeah.
Recently for me, it was this aerosol air freshener. Arm and Hammer or Armor All makes it.
Did it come with the car?
No.
Oh, so this is a third-party accessory.
It's supposed to make your car smell nice. It makes your car smell like the strongest Axe body spray.
Oh, no.
And I had to drive with the windows open in the cold for a week. Not only that, I didn't realize that the aerosol, because you have to, you open this can of air freshener with the air conditioner running and the doors closed.
Uh-huh.
It fills the cabin of your car with aerosol. Uh-huh. So, I mean, it permeates everything.
Yeah, so it's like a fragrance bomb in your car.
Yeah, you do that when if you have like fleas in your house, you can set off these bombs.
You do that if you're going to drive Uber, I think. So this aerosol left a film on the inside of my window. And I swear I thought it was just foggy outside for days. And then I was like,
it can't still be this foggy, can it?
I had to clean the inside of my window. It's just a bleeping mess. Jimmy Fallon asked people to write in on Twitter using the hashtag #MyWorstCar. You want to hear some of these?
Oh, yeah.
This one's from @KyleDice23. He says, I had a car that had no turn signals, so I would wave out my window for a left turn and shake a broom out of my right window. It's from @JakeWilliamsArt. He says this driver's seat was stuck in the recline position. I had to flex not to lean back whenever I accelerated. I got abs that year. This one's from @BullsOnParade78. He says, my first car had a Folgers can under the hood with hoses going in and out. I still have no idea what it did. I painted it black and acted like it belonged there. Don't touch it. This one's from @XOCarolyn. She says, my brother broke the key in the door, so we would have to climb in the trunk and crawl through the middle seat to unlock the back door.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.